Are you in the dating game now, Erica?
Yeah, actually, I am. I went on a date this week, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the guy said I look like JonBenet Ramsey. If she were still alive. I was like, you look like the killer if they'd found him. And we had a fun night of role playing. So.
What are you even doing with that?
I think I'll see him again.
What? Hey, you have something to talk about, right?
Holy God Almighty.
Holy God Almighty is right. Erica Rhodes broke down Robin Baumgarten, Dan Ponce, and Hoover off air and went viral on the WGN Morning News last year. She also performed at the Museum of Broadcast Communications reopening last October. And Erica will be at Zany's Rosemont tonight at 7, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and 9:15. And she joins us in studio. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi, doing great. How are you?
Welcome back to Chicago.
Thank you. It's great to be back. I love Chicago.
You have a much better view than a television.
Yes. It's beautiful up here.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I got to tell you, your folks, if I get this right, we're both musicians. So where does the funny come from in your household growing up?
Well, I think it came from my dad because I think my dad was really funny. And I actually think he could have been a comedian.
Yeah.
And my mom is funny by accident. So I'm kind of like her. I'm more like her in demeanor.
Yeah.
But she's often funny because she takes herself very seriously, but is a character.
Yeah.
And then my dad would try to be funny.
I gotcha.
He was very funny.
So the combination worked for you.
I think the combination was pretty good.
So they did their job.
Yeah. They didn't know. They didn't think I'd be a comedian. Yeah. If you had asked them, not in a million years.
Yeah. At 10 years old, this fascinated me just a few years ago.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You began performing on radio. Share that story.
Yes, I started on a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor.
Crazy.
Yeah, and I was, he was sort of dating my aunt, actually. That's the true story. But my mom first met him because she grew up in the same hometown as he did, Anoka, Minnesota.
Okay.
And, I guess it was him. And she went to high school with one of his brothers.
Okay.
And so then she asked him to do a fundraiser for orchestra, Pro Arte Chamber Orchestra in Boston.
Yeah, okay.
And he did. He came and did it. And then she was like, you should meet my sister. And he met her. And then they started dating. And then they came and saw me in the Nutcracker. I was a ballerina.
Wow. So you were acting early on.
I was acting since I was, I was like a performer since I was a child. I was like a child performer.
Okay.
And and then I was doing ballet. And then he saw me. And then we all had dinner. And I said something like, can you pass the salt? And I remember him looking over like, what was that sound? Because I was very quiet. So it was probably the only thing I said the whole night, you know, like just kind of like, can you pass this salt? And I just remember him turning like, what was that? and my voice was even higher. It was like, can you pass this salt?
Yeah.
You know, like, and the next day my mom said, oh, he wants you to do the show.
Oh.
And it was in Amherst, Massachusetts. And I went and rehearsed and he put me on the show with Alice and Janney the next day. It was like 2 days later. I was doing this show in front of thousands of people.
Look at you name dropping.
Well, we were just talking about her. But yeah, she did the show before she got West Wing.
Do you have any jokes about Boston? No, I'm kidding.
No more Boston.
So you also, you're a cellist?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work into the comedy?
Well,
you should work that in. There's a lot of comedians that worked in, you know, instruments. Going back to Jack Benny way before your time.
I just
time,
don't want to take a cello on the road. I think that would be a nightmare.
That's the name of the show. Like, what's his name? Jeff Ross has Take a Banana for the Ride, Take a Cello on the Road.
Yes, Take a Cello
Hello.
On the Road. No way. I don't want to. One great thing about comedy is it's just all you need is you, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you don't lose your instrument. Your instrument isn't out of tune. You don't, you know, my mom's a violinist and she has left her violin in so many places and it's been a total nightmare, you know? So I just love that I could just show up and do comedy.
But you can't miss, I mean, if you're a cellist, you can't miss the, I mean, it's big.
Yeah, well, you don't leave it somewhere, but that's the problem. You have to lug it everywhere.
That's true.
I have a joke something about, like, trying to have a, when I was in music school, having to do a one night, having a one night stand with a cello, and then it's very awkward because you have to, like, pick it up and, like, you're like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
now, like, I have to do the walk of shame with a cello.
I love it. Yeah, that's true.
That is not a sexy walk.
Let's skip the cello.
Let's not do that.
But you've also done some acting here. So I'm looking at, like, you were on Modern Family, Veep, New Girl. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, I did a lot of small parts and things. I was a small part in Modern Family, New Girl, and Veep. And yeah, none of them have been
all great
big
shows, by the way.
Yeah, they're all amazing shows. I just wish the parts were a little bigger. Yeah. But they were all great experiences.
Do you want to do more of that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I want to write my own stuff and perform and act in it, you know? So I wrote a film recently, and that's like my new dream is to make this film.
Okay.
All right. So if there's any investors on the other line.
Yeah, please give them yourself.
Give me your $1 million.
Yeah, please. Please. In 2024, you competed in America's Got Talent. Top five in the quarterfinal week. Sofia Vergara loved you. How cool was that? What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was cool. It was kind of, it's funny, now that you brought it up, it was very similar to the feeling that I had at WGN, because it's like I had that viral moment, but I also kind of had a viral moment with my first appearance of AGT, where like one of my clips went pretty viral.
Yeah.
And my first appearance. So then the second appearance felt like so much pressure.
Yeah.
And I did okay, but it just felt like a lot of pressure the second one, because I was so relaxed the first one.
But the joke we opened with about JonBenet Ramsey, I mean, you blew everybody away. And I remember Robin, I mean, it takes a lot to really break these people up. The anchor that was there, Dan Ponce, couldn't contain himself. And I heard Hoover off air laughing.
Yes.
I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was a magical moment. Yeah. Like, just so many things came into place, I guess, they didn't expect it, which I think so much of comedy is the surprise.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
But like on America's Got Talent, like, how did you prepare for that? Like, did they guide you along the way, or were you pretty much on your own for something
we
like that?
We were assigned a producer, and the producer sort of helped us pick our jokes and come up with a pretty solid set, because you have to work clean on it too.
That's true.
You really do prepare for it.
I air later in the day, just on the weekends, so you can swear. I mean, if you want, we'll just bleep you.
Okay. Did I just swear?
You didn't. You didn't. I was giving you carte blanche. So Erica will be at Zanies in Rosemont all this weekend. For tickets, visit zanies.com. So, how's dating life treating you?
It's not great.
Yeah.
I tried to, I've tried to go on
dates. I mean,
not young enough.
Okay.
I got to find someone now. I've got two eggs left if I want to make a child.
Okay.
I'm at my desperate years.
Yeah. Yeah. Does age matter when you're dating?
I think it kind of does. Yeah. I think men really do like younger. They think they like younger.
Yeah.
Like, I have guy friends who are constantly being like, I don't know why it's not working out. I'm like, you're dating a girl who has no personality yet.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, she hasn't grown into her personality. That's why it's not working out.
But guys don't mature until they're like 60.
Yeah. I know. I do like older guys, because I say younger guys are really immature, and older guys are also immature, but they have more money.
They do. Depends on their divorce settlement also, though, by the
way.
You got to remember that.
That's a good point.
See, I'm thinking about this. And breakups aren't fun either, but it does solidify, like, even if you were in a relationship to begin with, right?
Yeah. I was in one, and I really did date a guy who was very narcissistic, and he was competitive with me. So he'd be like, you're not smarter than me. And I was like, it's actually smarter than I am. And then he said, well, between you and I finished college and you didn't. And I was like, it's actually between you and me.
Yeah.
And then he said, you and I are done. And I was like, you got that one right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
That was the only one right.
What about friend zoning? I mean, that's never fun to do that. I think I've only had to do that once or twice, where I was like, I got to shift this over a little bit.
Yeah. I think that men and women have a very different tactic with friend zoning. Like, women usually friend zone by asking for favors. We'll be like, will you help me move? Will you pick me up at the airport? Will you put together my IKEA furniture?
Very important.
Men friend zone by sleeping with you.
Yeah, well, of course.
So we're always confused, right? Because a guy, a woman is like, I slept with him. Why won't he pick me up at the airport?
Yeah.
And a guy is like, I picked her up at the airport. Why won't she sleep with me?
Yeah.
So now I just, I don't ever sleep with anyone, so at least I know I'll always have a ride to the airport.
Very smart.
That's all I know.
Very smart, very smart. Aging isn't fun. Now, I'm going to say you're way younger than me, but like you felt it at 30, right? Yes.
Younger than I am.
Younger than you are, yes.
No, I am. Grammatic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, correct.
I just taught the lesson in the last bit.
Yeah. You did. But age, I mean, age is just relative, isn't it? Or no?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like aging is very gradual. Like, I feel like it's like watching an avocado.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, not ripe, dead.
Yeah, it's true. Rotten.
And it's little things. Like, you know, like one morning I woke up and I was seeing like a little piece of dust in the upper left side of my eye. Like a tiny piece of dust. So I went to my doctor and I was like, I'm seeing dust in just the upper left corner of my eye. And he's like, yeah, that's called a floater.
Oh.
And I was like, what do I do about it? He's like, just don't look to the upper left anymore. I was like, ever? He's like, ever? What's up there?
Yeah.
You don't need to look up there anymore. Yeah. Like, as you get older, you just want to look straight ahead anyway. Stop looking around so much. Just keep your eye on the ball and focus straight ahead.
I don't like that either.
I also broke my toe recently, and that has not been fun. Apparently, you just break your toe on your coffee table as you get older. People are like, oh, yeah, that's an age thing.
What happened?
Well, I was like on the phone and I had coffee and then I just walked into my coffee table.
It's easier to do.
Right?
I know.
And there's nothing you could do about a broken toe. They just keep telling you it's broken.
Well, you performed at the museum like it was nothing. I think you put on a cast later, but like, but it was great. You moved around great.
I know, but it's just, I can't do my exercises.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, well, just do your upper body. I'm like, do I look like someone who divides the body? Like, it's either all the body or none of the body. Yeah. It's not like the upper, the arms, the butt. It's just either we're all going on a walk or none of us are going on a walk.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
I hate that when people are like, just do your arms. Like, really?
Yeah, no.
I don't do arms.
No. But how many times I've run into things where I'm like, oh, God, I broke my toe. And I haven't, but.
Well, that's what I thought happened.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, it's broken.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do except keep having them tell you it's broken.
But you're healed now.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it's still not.
How long
not.
Does that take?
It's been like 3 months.
Oh, my God.
Apparently a year?
Wow.
It's
no.
tiny. It's a tiny little bone, and it's just still swollen.
But you're young. You should heal quicker.
I don't know. I guess I'm not young enough.
I guess not young enough.
Someone was like, well, are your bones fragile? I'm like, apparently. Apparently it's fragile. What do you think?
Yeah, apparently. When you were at the museum, it's all about late night TV and Johnny Carson, which was the place that comedians were discovered. I mean, hundreds of comedians like the Jerry Seinfelds, the Roseannes of the day before your time. But you appeared, I think it was last year, on Stephen Colbert, right?
Yeah. I was lucky to get on that before it's over.
Before it's over. I know it's true. Are you talking about late night television in general? Because that's kind of where it's going. Like, who do you watch late night TV?
No,
really? No,
I don't.
You don't
really.
Yeah, but you're
in
a generation
that
doesn't. Yeah, I think anybody under 50 might not be
People
watching
don't
it.
Really watch a lot of television anymore.
Or you watch it in bits the next day.
Yeah, you watch it in the clip that you post.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
How people saw America's Got Talent. I'm like, did you guys watch it? They're like, oh, saw the clip you posted.
But it's still cool that you got to do a late night show in this time.
That's true. Because I think my old manager said that if I was born in the 90s, or if I had been like doing comedy in the 90s, I'd have like 3 sitcoms by now.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know? That's Ray Romano.
Yeah.
That was David Letterman that
I was
did
born
that for
in
him.
The wrong era for my type.
Well, still thought it was cool that you did that. So Erica is performing at Zany's Rosemont tonight at 7. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9:15. And you can get $10 off the late show on Saturday if you mention WGN. For tickets, visit zanys.com. Welcome back. Great to see you. And I'll see you
so
Friday
good to
at 7.
See you. Yay.
Yay.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Erica. All right. It's 7:20 WGN.